سورة الدخان. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. حميم. By the clear book, we sent it down on a blessed night. If you think about it, the month was blessed, the city was blessed, the prophet was blessed, the angel who brought it was blessed, the ummah was blessed. What does Allah say of us? Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of nations. So it was the best of months, the month of Ramadan, the best of cities, the city of Makkah, the best of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the leader of the prophets, the best of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, the best of the ummahs, the Muslim ummah, from the most blessed being, Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard. Why did we send this book down? Inna kunna mundirin. We were warners, trying to warn people. Therein is decreed every matter of ordainment. As a command from us, indeed we are ever sending the messengers, Rahmatan li Rabbik, as a mercy from your Lord. We perceive this Quran as a burden. People say, don't tell me if I know I have to act upon it. Allah says, why do you elude this mercy? Why do you run away from it? It's a mercy from your Lord. Indeed, He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, if you but have yaqeen. Not iman. Even iman isn't enough here. You need yaqeen to truly change yourself. None has the right to be worshipped but He. It is He who gives life and causes death. Your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. Bal hum fi shakki al-abun. They are in doubt, playing about. In doubt, questioning, doubting. We don't have proof of the Quran. We don't have proof that Allah exists. We don't have proof that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith are authentic. Yal'abun, just playing. That's all their lives are in Allah's eyes. Their great failures and their great successes and their great tragedies and victories in Allah's eyes, it's just like a child's play. Allah says scornfully, they're just in doubt and so they're just busy playing. Eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow you die. Then wait for the day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke covering the people. This is a painful torment. And they will say, O our Lord, remove the torment from us. Truly we shall become believers. How can there be for them an admonition when a messenger explaining things clearly has already come to them? Now this smoke sounds ominously familiar, and it sounds like an atomic bomb's result. And they will call out, O our Lord, remove the torment from us. Truly we shall believe. How can there be for them an admonition when a messenger explaining things clearly has already come to them? How can they be such hypocrites and pretend that now they'll believe when they knew all the facts before this? Then they had turned away from him and said, he is one taught, a madman. Oh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is backward and the Quran is backward and Islam doesn't make sense and it's not for this day and age. Now, Zubillah. Indeed, we shall remove the torment for a while. Then you will revert to disbelief. Allah says, why should I remove the torment? Because if I were to remove the torment, you'd go back to your old ways. On the day when we shall seize you with the greatest seizure, indeed, inna muntaqimun, we will take revenge. And indeed we tried before them, the people of Fir'aun, when there came to them a noble messenger, saying, deliver to me the slaves of Allah. Indeed, I am to you a messenger worthy of trust. And do not exalt yourselves against Allah. Truly I have come to you with a clear authority. And truly I seek refuge with my Lord and your Lord, lest you should stone me. But if you do not believe me, then keep away from me. But they were aggressive, so he called upon his Lord, saying, these are indeed the people who are criminals. Allah said, depart ye with my slaves by night. Surely you will be pursued. And keep the sea as it is. Indeed they are a host that will be drowned. How many of gardens and springs they left behind, and green crops and beautiful places, and comforts of life wherein they used to take delight. Kadhalik, thus, as simple as that, one command from Allah and everything was gone. And we made other people inherit them. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. The heavens and the earth did not weep for them. When someone good dies, we all grieve. Remember when Hakim Said died and people who didn't even know him grieved. Why? Because it was someone good, someone who had served mankind. Allah says when evil people die, no one cares, no one weeps for them. Nor were they given a respite. And indeed we saved the children of Israel from the humiliating torment from Fir'aun. Indeed he was arrogant and was of those who transgressed. And we chose them above the worlds with knowledge. And we granted them signs in which there was a plain trial. Indeed these people are saying, there is nothing but our first death, and we shall not be resurrected. Then bring back our forefathers if you speak the truth. Are they better? Or the people of Tubba and those before them? And Tubba was the Yemeni king's title. We destroyed them because they were criminals. وَمَا خَلَقَنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them for mere play. Is that what we think, that we've come in this world to get married and have our jobs and raise our children and attend their weddings and that's it? Is that how superficial our judgment is? Allah says, we did not create them illa bil haqqi. Except with truth, there's a purpose to this life. There's a deeper meaning behind this existence. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them just don't have knowledge of this. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Indeed, the day of judgment is the time appointed for all of them. For those who believed in the day of judgment, who prepared for it, and for those who ignored it. The day when a near relative cannot help a near relative in anything, and no help can they receive. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Except him on whom Allah has mercy. Indeed, he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ. Indeed, the tree of Zakum will be the food of the sinners. Like boiling oil, it will boil in the bellies. Like the boiling of scalding water. It will be said, seize him and drag him into the midst of blazing fire. Then pour over his head the torment of boiling water. Zuk, taste. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Indeed, you were the mighty, the generous. Now here Allah says that pour it over his head. Why over his head? See, the head is where our brain is. And our brain is what tells us to obey Allah or disobey Allah. And sometimes our brain can be teaching us to disobey Allah and to become arrogant. What's so beautiful about sajda? That when we go into sajda, we place this intellect before Allah. Aslamtu wajhiya lillah. That I surrender my being, my core before you, O Allah. So Allah says that the torment will be poured over his head. Why? To humiliate him. Because this head of his which used to speak nothing but evil, see nothing but evil, hear nothing but evil, will be requited with nothing but evil. And he will be told, taste you this. Indeed, you were the mighty. You were the generous. إِنَّ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَمْتَرُونَ. This is that whereof you used to doubt. All your eloquent arguments, your rationalist arguments against Allah, against the Quran. This is what lies in store for such people. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Indeed, the Allah conscious will be in a place of peace. فِي جَنَّةٍ وَعُيُونٍ. In gardens and springs, dressed in fine silk and also in thick silk, facing each other. Thus it will be, and we shall marry them to fair females with wide lovely eyes. They will call therein for every kind of fruit in peace and security. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا الْمَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى. They will never taste death, except the first death, the death which they've already died. وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. And he will save them from the torment of the blazing fire. فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكَ. As a bounty from your Lord. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ. That will be the supreme success. We learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nobody can enter Jannah except by the mercy of Allah. See, we think we've done so many good deeds, oh, this deed will take me straight to Jannah. Nobody's good deeds will be enough to take them to Jannah. We all need Allah's mercy. And that's why we pray, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Not that we complacently think of all the good deeds we've done. No, Allah, only you can save us from the fire. Only you can admit us into Jannah. فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكَ. This is a grace from your Lord. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the awesome success. This is the victory you should be focusing on. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Certainly we have made this Quran easy in your tongue. Perhaps that they may take heed. فَارْتَقِبْ. إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَقِبُونَ. So wait. Because they too are waiting. سورة الجاثية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم، تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. حاميم، the revelation of the book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Indeed, in the heavens and the earth are signs for the mu'mineen. The mu'min doesn't simply sit in a cave worshipping Allah. He studies the secrets of the universe. He explores the mysteries that Allah has created for him. And in your creation and what He scattered of moving creatures are signs لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ, for a people who have yaqeen. So the first stage is iman, and that takes you to yaqeen, where you know with conviction, no doubt, no misgiving, no thought that, well, I don't really know. Yaqeen, definitely this is from Allah. And in the alternation of night and day, and the provision that Allah sends down from the sky and revives therewith the earth after its death, and in the circulation of the winds, are signs لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for a people who use their intellect. The mu'min is supposed to be one who is exploring all these mysteries. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ, these are the signs of Allah. Now it's so beautiful that the word used for the physical signs in the universe and for the verses in the Quran is the one and the same. آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ, we recite them to you with truth. There's a purpose behind this recitation. This Quran did not simply come as magic words. So we read it when we're sick or when someone's dying or when someone's born and we neglect it the other time. بالحق, it has come with truth for a purpose. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, then in which speech after Allah and His signs will they believe? What book are these people following, people who doubt Allah? What proof do they have? وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ نَثِيمٍ, woe to every sinful liar. Not every non-Muslim, every sinful liar. Who is he who hears the verses of Allah being recited to him, yet persists with pride, كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا, as if he hadn't heard them. Now let's apply this to us. In this Quran, we've been through 25 siparas. Allah's been talking to us, addressing us, sometimes frightening us, sometimes encouraging us, sometimes calling us to Him with love, sometimes shaking us, sometimes making us think, sometimes making us cry. What is our response then? Isn't it time we started talking back to Allah? How do we talk back to Allah? By our actions. All that Allah has been telling us, if your mother is telling her child, or if you're telling your best friend something, you say, listen to this, and you tell him something that's really important, and he just listens to you with a dumb look on his face and doesn't respond, what would you say? Weren't you listening? Why aren't you responding? Why aren't you answering? Allah has talked to us for 25 days. What has our response been? The one who hears the verses of Allah being recited to him, yet he persists with pride as if he hadn't even heard them. He wants to change, but he doesn't have the courage. And in this case, this person doesn't even want to change. Mustakbiran, arrogant. Who is an arrogant person? Someone who thinks he's so good, he doesn't need to obey. This was Shaitan's crime, wasn't it? Ana khayrun minhu. Then I certainly don't need to obey this law of Allah that I cannot fathom. He turns away in arrogance, rejecting the truth, as if he hadn't even heard it. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, so give him good news. What good news? Of a painful torment. And when he learns something of our verses, he makes fun of them. He finds them funny. He finds hijab funny. He finds salat funny. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, for such people is a humiliating torment. They sought to humiliate Allah. They made fun of Allah. So Allah will humiliate them. مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ جَهَنَّمْ, in front of them there is hell. And that which they have earned will be of no profit to them, nor those whom they have taken as protectors besides Allah. What gives us the guts to disobey Allah? Is it that we rely upon the Prophet ﷺ's intercession? Is that what we're relying upon? Or upon the good deeds done by our parents or by our grandparents? Allah says that which they have earned will not help them, nor those that they have taken as protectors besides Allah. And for them is a great torment, three kinds of torments, azabun aleem, painful, humiliating, and a huge, immense torment. Hada huda, this Quran is guidance, not magic words, not a talisman that you put in your car, not something that you just frame in your drawing room and forget about it the rest of the year, not something that you read in Ramzan and just ignore No, Haza Huda, it's a map. It's a code book that's telling you how to live your life. And those who disbelieve in the signs of their Lord, for them there is a painful torment. Another torment being mentioned here. It is Allah who has subjected to you the sea, that ships may sail through it by His command, and that you may speak of His bounty. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكَرُونَ, in order that you may give thanks. The Quran doesn't tell us to give up dunya. We can use the dunya, but remember Allah while we do so. Allah has subjected to you all that is in the heaven and all that is in the earth. It is all a favor and a kindness from Him. Indeed, in this are signs for a people who reflect, who contemplate. Say to the believers to forgive those who do not hope for the days of Allah. In other words, don't stoop to their level. When people start arguing with you about the Day of Judgment, remember, إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant speak to them, they say, peace be on you. We're not going to try and convince you by these arguments because you're not going to accept. That He may recompense people according to what they have earned. مَنَ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. At the end of the day, we're doing Allah no favor. Whoever does a good deed, it is for his own self. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And whoever does evil, it is against his own self. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then to your Lord you will all return with good or evil. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. And one group will end up in Jannah and the other group will end up in hell. And indeed, we gave the children of Israel the scripture and the understanding of the scripture and its laws and prophethood, and we provided them with good things, and we preferred them above the world, and gave them clear proofs in matters, and they did not differ until after the knowledge came to them through envy among themselves. Indeed, your Lord will judge between them on the Day of Judgment about that wherein they used to differ. Then we have put you on a way of our commandment, so follow you that, and do not follow the desires of those who do not know. Indeed, they cannot help you against Allah. Indeed, the wrongdoers are protectors of one another. Wallahu waliyul muttaqeen. But Allah is the helper of the Allah conscious. This Quran is a clear insight and evidence for mankind, and a guidance and a mercy for a people who have yaqeen. Or do those who earn evil deeds think that we shall hold them equal with those who believe and do good deeds in their present life and after their death? Worst is the judgment that they make. And Allah has created the heavens and the earth with truth in order that each person may be recompensed what he has earned, and they will not be wronged. Have you seen him who takes his own lust as his God? And Allah, knowing him as such, left him astray and sealed his hearing and his heart and put a cover on his side. Who then will guide him after Allah? And will you not then remember? Someone who's just so busy having a good time doing whatever he feels like doing, like people who say, oh, I'll pray Salat when I'm ready for it and when I feel like praying. So Allah says, when you follow your nafs, then don't expect guidance from Allah. And they say, there is nothing but our life of this world. We die and we live, and nothing destroys us except time. And they have no knowledge of it. They are just guessing. And when our clear verses are recited to them, their argument is nothing other than that they say, bring back our dead then, if you are truthful. Say to them, Allah gives you life, then Allah causes you to die. Then He will assemble you on the Day of Judgment, about which there is no doubt. But most of mankind do not have knowledge. That's the purpose of Iman bil Ghaib. If Allah wanted to bring the dead back to life before our very eyes, then why put us through this test? And to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. And on the day that the hour will be established, on that day the followers of falsehood shall lose everything. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاسِيَةً. And you will see each nation humble to their knees. Kneeling, each nation will be called to its record. This day you shall be recompensed for what you used to do. هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْتِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. This our record speaks about you with truth. Indeed, we were recording what you used to do, and we never realized. Then as for those who believed and did good deeds, their Lord will admit them to His mercy. That will be the clear success. But as for those who disbelieve, it will be said to them, were not our verses recited to you, but you were proud and you were a people who were criminals. And when it was said, indeed Allah promises the truth, and there is no doubt about the coming of the hour, you said, we do not know what is the hour. We do not think it but is a conjecture, and we have no firm belief. And the evil of what they did will appear to them, and that which they used to mock at will completely encircle them. And it will be said, this day we will forget you, as you forgot the meeting of this day of yours. And your abode is the fire, and there is none to help you. This is because you took the revelations of Allah in mockery. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا And the life of the world deceived you. So this day they shall not be taken out from there, nor shall they be returned to the worldly life, so that they repent to Allah. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ All praises are for Allah, Lord of the heavens, Lord of the earth, and the Lord of the world. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ And His alone is the majesty in the heavens and the earth. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ